My name is Gene.
Hey, Gene.
It's an honor to be here tonight. Thank you for asking me to speak, Rob. It's always a pleasure to come up here and see some of the fellas that really helped me out when I was struggling mightily against myself. Completely baffled as to the nature of my condition. And, their encouragement was absolutely vital in my experience. So I just want to give them their due. When I got to these two particular steps, I'd done my writing in about 3 months. I was really motivated. And if I had been more motivated, I probably could have done it in one. But, there were periods where I was unable to access that contact with a power which was greater than myself, which was the demonstration my sponsor suggested I was trying to make when I was doing the writing. And, there were nights when I was writing that I'd stay on my knees for 2 hours and nothing would come out. But that was okay. It was there I began to understand that myself was blocking me off from the truth of my own experience. And, I still have that today. And, but when I completed my writing and asked my sponsor to hear my fifth step, he told me he was going on vacation and, I should get my books in order and it was in that time I learned a great lesson that, in thinking about the work I had done, I'd automatically started to want to edit it. And, as it says, solitary self-appraisal seldom suffices. And, again, it hit me, the truth just hit me right between the eyes. Left to my own devices, that's who I am. The guy I wrote down about in my fourth step. So that, again, the reason why I'm going back there is because that gave me the willingness to discuss all my character defects with my sponsor, and leave nothing out. So after we completed the fifth step, my sponsor gave me a hug and he welcomed me into AA and suggested that I take that hour. And being an anal person that I am, I had the book up on a shelf. And if you'd known where I was living at the time, at a reintegration house in Hyannis, my room was about the size of a shoebox, but there was a shelf, and that's where my book was. And I took the book off the shelf, and, I reviewed the first five proposals. I did what it suggests on the bottom of page 75, and a lot of really wonderful things occurred to me during that hour. One was that for the first time in my life, I'd be honest with another human being. I had a faith I never had before and a power which was greater than myself. It kind of felt like for the first time in my life I saw the sun, it was pretty amazing for me to come from where I had come from when I asked my sponsor to help me out to that person that was on his knees at that moment. I was not the same person. Things had changed, and it had nothing to do with me except that I made a few simple demonstrations along the way. So it was with that willingness that I flipped the page after the hour. And, I often say, and I will say it again, that at that moment, I was as willing as I could possibly ever have been. And I haven't been as willing before or since to have all my defects of character removed, In that moment, though, I was absolutely positively ready to go. So I just read the seven-step prayer. That's what I did. And I swear that night I levitated. And the next morning I got up, I think I knelt on a tack. And my day went downhill from there. And, you know, I mean, the feeling I had was that it was me and God, and my job was to go out and touch people and get them sober. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way I felt. So I went to a 7 o'clock meeting, which Lucky used to call the hour of self-propulsion. And I was, I was not treated very kindly with the words, you know, what I shared at that meeting about, you know, about my experience. And, you know, I was told to shut up and they don't do that there and things like that. And, you know, that didn't really bother me because I kind of expected that kind of response. It wasn't unusual back in those days for that kind of response to Big Book Step Study. So, I went to the Nooner, the Looney Nooney in Hyannis, and I almost got in a fight there. I mean, you know, what is going on here? I'm saying to myself, what is going on? Now, first time it had occurred to me that whole day, I hadn't called my sponsor in the morning. Well, I'd been doing this work for about 6 months, and I'd called my sponsor every day, every morning, except for that day. So I called him up that afternoon, and I said, Doug, what the hell is going on here? And he said, simply said, read on. And the very next words are, now we need more action, without which faith without works is dead. And again, you know, when you're in the zone with this work, truths like that hit you right between the eyes. And for me, it was powerful. It was in those moments that I recognized that all the work that I'd done up to that point, all that labor, all that, oh, poor Gino, they made him do all this stuff. And, you know, it was a monumental task. It was probably the biggest thing I'd ever done in my life, you know? All that work had done nothing to change my relationship with the world and its people. It prepared me. It showed me how it works. But I had yet to go out and put it into action. And that's what grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding, for me, is all about in that seventh step. That's what it means, that I'm going to need strength. That I'm still that guy that I wrote about in the fourth step. If I want to change, I have to ask for help constantly from a power which is greater than myself to help me deal with myself in my relationships with the world and its people, which was what caused all my difficulties. I couldn't get along. You know, I didn't play well with others because I was self-centered to the extreme. I was still self-centered to the extreme. I still had not applied what I had learned in my relationship with the world and its people. I still did not access a trust in a power greater than myself. I had faith, but I didn't have that trust. And discussing it with my sponsor, I started right off on my eighth step list at my ninth step, and that's where I gained the trust in the power which is greater than myself that keeps me sober today. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to read this again. So if you're new, please listen. Completing the fifth step out of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous.